arde focul, așa se arde rău.
Today I thought I'd share with you a simple way to add witchcraft to your everyday.
Today in England, witchcraft and its more modern incarnation, Wicca, are pagan religions.
I've tried a lot of hobbies. Now I'm on the hunt for my next hobby, some common, some not so much. The last hobby for October, witchcraft.
I'm not convinced talking to flowers can actually cure heartbreak, but I'm curious to find out how it's supposed to work.
You're listening to That's a Hobby. This week I dive into the world of witches and witchcraft, which has seen a resurgence in the last decade. But what does it mean to be a witch? And what does practicing witchcraft actually look like? And the question everyone wants to know, is it harmful?
But in Romania, the homeland of Dracula and superstition, witchcraft has not only survived, it's very much alive and well.
Let's start with, what is witchcraft?
It's a way for me to affect change in my life, but isn't necessarily like a belief in a higher power that I am devoted to, that I pray to.
Well, here's the definition from the witchcraft subreddit. Witchcraft is an amalgamation of all practices performed in the preferred method of the individual practitioner. Well, that's pretty generic, so I went to Wikipedia, which is also vague. Basically, witchcraft means different things to different cultures. Generally, it's the practice of magical skills, spells, and abilities. There are some anthropological disagreements about what makes witches witches. Some say witches are different than sorcerers because traditionally, witches don't use tools. They have an intangible inner quality.
Like royal lineage, a witch's magical power is passed down from mother to daughter.
That definition conflicts with basically what we all know witches to be. Using herbs, potions, and the famous Eye of Newt.
Witchcraft is the doing of magic. So, yeah, it's the practical application of it.
Historically, witches have had a negative connotation, in that magic was used to cause harm to others. And that connotation hasn't really gone away for the majority of the world.
Throughout human history, panics have erupted over the possible existence of witches among us, and crusades against witchcraft have claimed countless lives.
In some cultures, where they're not seen negatively, they're actually called shaman. Witches have existed basically throughout our entire history, and their importance has gone up and down and remains important in some cultures today. In the West, the idea of witchcraft actually comes from the Old Testament laws against witchcraft, which is kind of funny. The laws against witchcraft led to its boom, and it's associated with the devil and devil worship.
How do you become possessed by the devil?
And we know what happens when the church thinks the population is explicitly evil.
Historians estimate that between 40,000 and 100,000 people were tried and executed as witches, and there was no shortage of messed up injustices perpetrated in the process.
Witchcraft in the modern world can actually be dangerous, but not because of magic or sorcery. Like I talked about in the episode on conspiracy theories, distrust of authorities leads to trust in other things, and in this case, witches. And witches sometimes lead to non-medical treatments to serious diseases like Ebola and HIV in parts of the world. So let's get to witchcraft itself. There's different types of witchcraft.
Witchcraft doesn't always have to be some big production.
Let's start with the most popular, spell casting. When you think of witches, you think of spells. And a spell basically means performing magic. A spell can be a phrase, a ritual, or a combination, and spells can use objects like sigils, some sort of object representing a person like a puppet, using potions, mirrors, or swords.
So we're gonna go pick some traditional herbs from the meadows.
The next type of witchcraft is necromancy, summoning the dead or spirits to get answers or learn something to inform the future. Spirits are a pretty important part of witchcraft.
I have spirit contact. There are spirits that I work with.
Then there is demonology. This is the part of witchcraft that basically led to witch hunts. Witches having the power to possess people using demons. The fear of possession across Christianity and Islam led to hundreds of years of serious persecution and torture of suspected witches. Not all witches are bad. There's white witches. These are good witches associated with folk magic for benevolent purposes. And they were mostly seen as healers.
But first is the Christian festival of Pentecost. the only day of the year when witches can brew love potions.
And you can't talk about witchcraft without talking about Wicca and Wiccans.
Wiccans worship the gods and spirits of nature. In return for their faith, the spirits grant them the power of magic.
Wiccans are probably the most modern form of witches or witchcraft since they grew out of the early 20th century English culture. They really appeared in modern culture in the 50s and 60s, and they're officially known as a secretive religion with mostly positive ethical principles. There is also a large population who have adopted principles and teachings with no formal associations with Wicca.
Growing up, witchcraft and the whole idea of witches was something that was already very appealing to me.
The rise of Wiccans and Wicca coincides with feminism and female empowerment, since women are the primary protagonists that is seen as positive witchcraft. In pop culture, you can see Wiccan and Wicca culture influencing all sorts of things, specifically the show Charmed, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and the most popular of all, Harry Potter. When I was researching this episode and I got to this point, it clicked. Why has witchcraft seen a resurgence? It's because of Harry Potter. I remember seeing protests basically from every religion, including Christianity and Islam, because of Harry Potter's supposed satanic subtext.
Now, when you read this about magic and sorcery and how it will keep you out of the kingdom of God, doesn't it make you wonder how so many people are reading, being told that it's okay to read Harry Potter? When I started looking into the Harry Potter books, this was my own take on it.
Funny enough, witchcraft is a protected religion in the States, and the anti-Potter protesters tried to enforce separation of church and state to get Harry Potter out of schools.
The hero of the book is a wizard. It's good to learn magic and sorcery, learn how to cast spells, perform divination. There is no way that I would bring that book into my home for my little girl to read. And when people ask me why, I say, because God told his children, let there not be among you a wizard or a sorcerer.
It seemed like no one liked Harry Potter. Even the Wiccans took issue with Harry Potter, not wanting to be lumped into all sorts of magic, arguing that Wiccans have divine power, and the magic of Harry Potter is purely mechanical without any divine help. Said one Wiccan, "Communing with the dead and spirit world, sorcery, curses, occult symbology, black magic, and demonic possession, all cited by the book as evidence of Harry Potter promoting Wicca, are not part of Wiccan belief." The impacts of Harry Potter on the growth of Wiccan beliefs and practices in witchcraft can't be overstated. From 2008 to 2018, the number of people who identified as witches doubled from 700,000 to 1.5 million, and mostly millennials. Combine Harry Potter with the rise of New Age culture trends and influencers, and we have the perfect environment for a nice modern witchcraft stew. There's even a hashtag for it, Witches of Instagram.
There is nothing inherently evil about them, it's just they're labeled that way because Christianity said so.
Witches today share horoscopes, read tarot cards, share spells, and they're activists. The last part is pretty important. Interest in spirituality tends to increase in periods of upheaval. It's no surprise then that millennial women are increasingly calling themselves witches. Witches have long been linked to women's issues, which are front and center in the present political movement. So what does witchcraft look like in 2020? I went back to Reddit, where I knew I'd find guides and examples of what typical witchcraftery looks like. But before I looked at the guides, I wanted to see real witchcraft, so I looked at a few of the top posts, and here's what I found. A cross stitch that said Samhain with a pentagram, candle, and pumpkins. Samhain, which I had to Google, is a pagan festival that begins on October 31st through November 1st, marking the end of harvest and the beginning of the dark months. A rustic protection wreath made of sticks, pine cones, and leaves. One commenter asked the same question I had when I saw it. What makes it a protection wreath? Is there a spell cast upon it?
Some of my most successful magic has come from the littlest things.
Shrunken heads made from apples. This is the first thing I saw that I actually want to try. I know my kids would love it. And here's how you do it. You peel an apple, you rub it with salt and lemon juice to prevent bruising, you carve the face and you let it dry. It can take up to 2 weeks to shrink if you leave it out, or you can bake it in the oven in the lowest temperature for a few hours. A fairy house. I didn't know what this was at first. It looked like a bird feeder, and after reading the comments, I put it together that it's for those mischievous fairies. You know, fairies don't follow the same social rules as us, so if you want to get along, here are some tips. Never tell them your real name. Never say thank you. If you say thank you, it may make it appear as in you're in debt to them. And be careful making a deal with them. Alright then. Pictures of altars asking for feedback. As someone who posts on and looks at Battle Station subreddit daily looking at people's office setups, I can identify with this one. Some altars had the stereotypical candles, feathers, and salt lamps. Others had books and even the famous skull with vodka in it.
When I talk about magic and witchcraft, what I'm talking about is like, I will use like candles and oils and things, or I will anoint my phone to get a Tinder date. I will like make like a love attraction oil, and then I'll like anoint my phone with it and I'll swipe. And we'll see who comes through.
There was a post asking for feedback on someone's first wand from a baby witch, and it looked like it could be from Harry Potter. One commenter asked, "Wait, are wands still a thing?" There were motivational posts telling the gods and goddesses that they were perfect as they were and to keep going. And finally, like every other community, there was relationship advice and reflection on how couples practice witchcraft differently. Going through these posts confirmed some stereotypes. I saw things that were trendy and would fit in with general interior design Pinterest boards, and things where I couldn't tell if the people were serious. Some posts talked about summoning owls by focusing and practicing, and others talked about healing their pets. This was a good time to check the guides to figure out how serious this subreddit was. Well, the first rule is, all posts must contribute to the progression of witchcraft, and that's the first clue. Rule 5, nothing that will physically harm another person is allowed to be posted. The last thing that subreddit needs is bad publicity, unless it's for self-defense or getting even. And that's a quote. Rule 6 brought me back to Earth. Only light ailments can be asked about. They concede that you should see a proper doctor or therapist if you need physical or mental help, and there's even a no COVID-19 protection cure or treatment from witchcraft post rule. So after all the research, reading those rules, and seeing those posts, I think I'm okay with witchcraft. I kinda get it, but I can't compare it to something I actually understand fully. It's part fantasy, I think, part craft, I think, and part escape, I think. I know that my wife loves anything witches. She's seen the show Charmed dozens of times and will list the movie Practical Magic in her top 10 list. I asked her if she had ever tried witchcraft, and she had to think about it and said, "If I did, it was so uneventful I forgot about it." Maybe it's like hypnosis in a way. It doesn't work on everyone, and either you get it or you don't. I'm in the I don't get it camp, but maybe it's because I've never crossed a witch and been cursed. Seriously though, it's obviously clearly a form of spirituality for women, mostly young women, reclaiming the word and what it means to be a witch.
I like the name witch, and I suppose in a way I'd like to reclaim it as being a good word and standing for all the things that I believe in.
A counter-cultural representation of women that's actually mainstream. As a hobby, I don't really get it. I'm not especially spiritual, and as you can see from the October episodes, I don't really believe in the occult. But I do get the empowerment aspect of it. It reminds me of the punk and grunge movements. And sticking it to the man, that I can support. Hey, listen, I want you to know that your time is valuable to me, and the fact that you spent it listening means a lot, so thank you. Please remember to subscribe wherever you listen, and maybe tell a friend or two. If you've tried this hobby or you have hobby ideas for me, let me know on Twitter or Instagram. See you next week.